الله في العالمين، روحي وأرواح العالمين لتراب مقدمه الفداء، ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين من الآن إلى قيام يوم الدين. اللهم كن لوليك الحجة ابن الحسن صلواتك عليه وعلى آبائه في هذه الساعة وفي كل ساعة، وليا وحافظا وقائدا وناصرا ودليلا معينا، حتى تسكنه أرضك طوعا وتمتعه فيها طويلا. For the hastening and return of our Imam, please recite the Salawat.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجه.
Apologies for the delay today. Brothers and sisters, apparently we're sitting from 6 o'clock and I wasn't here. I had received a call and someone was consulting with me and occupied my mind. I wasn't ready at that time to come. And because of that, I lengthened extended the question and answer. So we're going to have, inshallah, a shorter lecture tonight. Before I get to that, call reminded me again. A lot of times, brothers and sisters, it happens that we choose a goal for ourselves in this life, especially as youth, this happens to us, whether it's about marriage, about occupation, about studies, about buying something. Everything in our life becomes that. Our parents keep telling us, look, this is not good for you. Don't do it. Doesn't work. Friends, doesn't work. They get the island to tell them, doesn't work. Anything that I'm told, I have some explanation to give, some answer to answer back. No, this is the way, this is the best thing in the world. Be careful of that, brother and sister. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when. He doesn't allow shaitan and our nafs to blind us from the realities, from the truths. Look at what you're sacrificing for what. That goal, that achievement you're thinking of achieving, whether it's, oh, this girl, she's the best, or this guy, he's the best. Don't forget your priorities. Don't give up the divine cause. Don't give up something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said of something in this world. And make up excuses. It's very easy to fall into this. I thought of this, came to my mind as an example for missing the priorities. We become very childish sometimes when we do that. I don't know if it happens here or not, but in the Middle East, it happens a lot that you have kids selling cigarettes or something on the sidewalk. If you look at this world only, forget about the hereafter, what would you tell that boy that is selling cigarettes at the sidewalk? Forget about, you know, cigarettes being harmful and it's not good to sell in itself. Let's leave that. Leaving his studies and going and selling cigarettes or whatever on the sidewalk. You, that you're a little more wise at this age, you've seen, like, what are you doing? Want to make money? Isn't that a stupid decision to make? Yeah, you're not making money, I am, but you'd be laughing at him. 10 years down the line, you'd still be selling the same cigarettes on the street, because you haven't educated yourself. But if you spend this time, tough it out, don't have that money, go study, 10 years down the line, 15 years down the line, you'll be making big bucks and have a huge house. You're sacrificing that for this little bit that you're getting. decisions you and I make, brothers and sisters, about this world, preferring this world over what God has said and His promises, is even worse than that. If we see the reality of it, it's stupid. The verses of the Quran says, "Mata qaleel." It's even less than that little bit that that kid is earning on a day. Compared to eternal life, eternal punishment, or eternal blessings in the hereafter. It's stupid if we really realize it. But sometimes our nafs comes in the way. Our desires blind. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us out when we are blinding ourselves to take our hand by the right of the bid to be asking inshallah. We're talking about spirituality. In the concept of spirituality, which we use the theme of the month of Ramadan to discuss this topic, we said that we came to this topic, this discussion, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made instructions for us. That the instructions that He has given us are that right path that are going to get us to Allah. If you're looking for spirituality, if you want to get closer to Allah, which we should, if we're not, we've got some problem in our ideology, in our thought. If we're trying to do that, this is the only path that's going to get us there. There is no other path. We started talking about the instructions, the personal instructions that we have. One of them was prayer, but we talked about it in two sessions. The next item that I have on my list is the concept of Sawm we're in right now, fasting. There's a lot of ahadith about fasting. And also about the holy month of Ramadan. This is an interesting combination, part of this instruction that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, that during one month in the year, the timing is a special timing, and the way you conduct yourself, the way you act is a special day, special type as well. It's called, where it's said that we are the guests of Allah, month of the Allah. When you go to somebody's house, they put food in front of you, but this is a special diyafah. They take the food away from you, actually. You're supposed to stay away from that. There's many hadith about the month of Ramadan. You may have heard this, but at least a reminder for those who haven't heard this. Good hadith. There's a khutbah that the Holy Prophet addressed the people the last Friday of Sha'ban. Now, we're already in the month of Ramadan, but it's better late than never, as they say. The Holy Prophet reminded the people before the month of Ramadan. Now we are in the midst of it, inshallah, we take his advice. He wanted to prepare the people for this glorious month. He says in this, فَحَمَدَ اللَّهُ, he addressed the people, he praised Allah, وَأَثْنَى عَلَيْهُمْ وَقَالْ أَيُّهَا النَّاسِ إِنَّهُ قَدْ I wrote this myself. It seems like, I think it's Adhala, shadowing when it's coming close to you. شَهْرٌ فِيهِ لَيْلَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِنْ أَلْفِ شَهْرٍ. A month is coming to you, that there's a night in this month. That night is better than a thousand months. لَيْلَةٌ قَدْرٌ. Inshallah, we have the tawfiq to benefit from that. وَهُوَ شَهْرُ رَمَضَانٍ فَرَضَ اللَّهُ صِيَامًا. This is the month of Ramadan, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has obligated the fast. We'll talk about the fast. We're talking about the month right now. وَجَعَلَ قِيَامَ لَيْلَةٍ فِيهِ بِتَطَوُّعِ صَلَاةٍ كَتَطَوُّعِ صَلَاةِ السَّبْعِينَ لَيْلَةٍ. At night time, which is, we mentioned a couple of times, that special time of connection with Allah, in this month, it's a special opportunity. If you pray during that night time, make that connection, the effect of it is the effect that you would get in 70 regular nights. وَجَعْلَ لِمَنْ تَطَوَّعَ فِيهِ بِخَصْلَةٍ مِنْ خِصَالِ الْخَيْرِ وَالْبِرِّ كَأَجْرِ مَنْ أَدَّى فَرِيضَةً مِنْ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ. This is interesting. We have another hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen, I believe it is, and I think I read it at one of the previous nights in sessions. Amir al-Mu'mineen sallallahu alayhi says, there's nothing that can get you close to Allah the way a wajib act can get you. A lot of times we wonder about, we get into the mustahabat, want to do this, want to do that. The night prayers, tasbihat, these are all good, but there's nothing that can get you close to Allah the way a wajib act can. This is a fact. Philosophy of it, we can talk about it, I think I mentioned that session. So, mustahabat are always one level below the wajibat, the effect of them. But here the Holy Prophet has said, according to this narration, that if anyone does good in this month, the effect of it, it will be counted as though doing a wajib act and a regular month of the year. وَمَنْ أَدَّى فِيهِ فَرِيضَةً مِنْ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ كَانَ كَمَنْ أَدَّى سَبْعِينَ فَرِيضَةً مِنْ فَرَائِضِ اللَّهِ. If you do one wajib, you do the prayers that we're doing, the fasting that we are supposed to do, the other wajibat that we have, we have to perform, they count as 70, multiplied by 70 this month compared to another. This month is the month of patience. There's a verse of the Holy Quran that's been mentioned, or wording has been repeated twice, or maybe even more in the Holy Quran. وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِاللَّهِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا, excuse me, وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ وَاسْتَعِينُوا بِالصَّبْرِ وَالصَّلَاةِ. Take help from sabr and salat, patience and prayer. In hadith, that's been interpreted as fast. So the Prophet says, this is the month of sabr. Fasting is patience. وَإِنَّ الصَّبْرَ ثَوَابُهُ الْجَنَّةِ. Patience, the rewards of that is the paradise, Jannah. We also have that about fasting. Whoever fasts, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to reward them with Jannah. وَشَهْرٌ مُوَاسَاتِ وَشَهْرٌ يَزِدُ اللَّهُ فِي رِزْقِ الْمُؤْمِنِ. This is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala expands the sustenance and what the rizq that the mu'min, the believer, would have. وَمَنْ فَطَرَ فِيهِمْ مُؤْمِنًا فَطَرَ فِيهِمْ مُؤْمِنًا صَائِمًا كَانَ لَهُ بِذَلِكَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ عِتْقُ رَقَبَةٍ وَمَغْفِرَةٌ لِذُنُوبِهِ فِيمَا مَضَى. If you provide iftar, if you provide a meal for breaking the fast to a mu'min that is fasting, that is going to be the consequence, or the result of that, is freeing one's neck from the hellfire and the forgiveness of the previous sins. This month is a month that you're supposed to balance. It has the spiritual and the personal. Spiritual, I mean the personal aspect, because all of it is spirituality, we'll explain, but the personal aspect of where you have that time private with Allah, and you have that social aspect of it as well. Of course, we need to emphasize that there are needy people. There are needy people. I think you can find needy people right here in the West as well, amongst the Muslims, amongst the Mu'mineen that are fasting. It's better to find them and feed them. And also another side point on that, it's not good to do israf either. It's not good to do israf. It's not prepared too big of a meal. The holy month of Ramadan is a month that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to change the routine of our lives. To get into a routine, this month, it's a special month, we've got to change that. Part of that changing is the concept of fast. When we look at the concept of fasting in the Holy Quran, we come to a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about mandating fast in this verse. In Surah Baqarah, verse 183, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا كُتِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ السِّيَامُ كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. This verse tells us a very interesting point about the importance of fast. It says, we have mandated, we're writing for you, that means we've mandated. This is a form of telling you or saying that it's wajib. We're making it obligatory for you to fast. It says, like we did for the previous, كَمَا كُتِبَ عَلَى الَّذِينَ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ, people that lived before you. When you look at that, it sounds like it's talking about the previous religions, right? We've obligated previous nations, now we're obligating you. There is apparently amongst the previous religions, Christians and Jews do have a form of fasting, but according to our ahadith, which are the reliable ones, fasting is not obligatory on the previous nation. It was only obligatory on the Anbiya. In the previous nations, it was only obligatory on the Anbiya, on the prophets. In this nation, the nation of the prophets, they've been given a privilege, it's a fadila, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made an obligation for them to perform these fasts. Yes. He's doing us a favor by making it obligatory. We're not doing him a favor in performing this fast. He's doing us a favor. Now we are considered at the level of Anbiya, or treated like that. The fast is wajib for you. This is how important fast is. Then Dianna says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, which if we get time, we'll try to explain. Another point about this fast is that according to the verses that follow, that verse that I read, 180, I think it's 85, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about again Shahrul Ramadan. Shahrul Ramadan alladhi unzila fihi al-Qur'an goes on. At the end, it comes to this point. It says, يُرِيدُ اللَّهُ بِكُمُ الْيُسْرَ وَلَا يُرِيدُ بِكُمُ الْعُسْرَ. When we obligate the fast, He wants ease for you, not hardship. He's not trying to make life difficult for you by me. As we said, this is a favor upon us. He's doing us a favor. All the worships, they're not there to help him out. They're there for us. Okay? They're not there to give us hardship. They're there to perfect us. In this perfection, obviously there's hardship, because no one can deny, obviously fasting is difficult. Not eating or drinking for the entire day, especially in Sweden in a couple of years. I feel sorry for you guys. You have to fast for, I don't know, 20 hours, I think. Maybe even more, yeah. So anyway, that's difficult, you know. It's not easy. But Allah's saying, I'm not trying to give you difficulty. Ease for you. All the laws of Islam are like that. I've emphasized this, I can never stop emphasizing this point, brothers and sisters, because we always confuse this. We get this wrong. We think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is wanting us to do this for Him, or He's, why are these laws difficult? They're for us. You want to practice it? Go ahead. You don't want to? This important action of fasting, brothers and sisters, the goal of it, according to the Holy Quran, that verse that we said, 183, it says, لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ. The outcome of this fast is supposed to be that so you may become pious. You may become muttaqi, that means you may get in the habit staying away from sin and performing all of the wajibat. That's the bare minimum of taqwa. Okay. Bare minimum of taqwa. In other words, when you perform this fast, at the end of it, you should be feeling, you should be more capable of staying away from sins and performing the wajibat, being a better servant for Allah. That is, I get the point, 5 minutes. That's the result of fasting. Now, fasting itself is part of the taqwa, it's wajib. You have to do it, but this is a practice that makes taqwa in general easier for us. How do we do that? What are some of the things to do in this holy month? The extra things, again, we sometimes feel that what we're doing is not what we're supposed to be doing. There's more to do. We're looking for other things. This is a question. What else is there? And some people just want to open a mafatih all the time. It's not where to look first. When we look at the ahadith, there's one hadith I would like to read to you from Imam al-Sadiq salamullah alayhi. He says, إِذَا صَمْتَ فَلْيَصُمْ سَمْعُكَ وَبَصَرُكَ وَشَعْرُكَ وجلدك وعدد أشياء غيرها وعدد من الأشياء شبيه غيرها. وقال لا يكون يوم صومك كيومنا في الطريق. About fasting, similar to the prayer, there's an apparent level and there's a deeper level of it. The apparent level of it, which is important in itself, is that we're supposed to be staying away from certain things. You have to start at Fajr, go until Maghrib time. And it's not only eating and drinking, brothers and sisters. There's a list of things. Go and read. I can't explain that here, all of it, on the minbar. But there's other things that would invalidate the fast. Go and read that so that 5 years, 2 years, 3 years down the line, you don't come to know like, oh, I have so many invalid fasts, I have to make them up. No, read it up to make sure you're doing the form and structure. Remember we said, in order to have the effect, you need to have that structure right first. Then you can get to the rest of it. So that wajib activity has got certain things that we are supposed to stay away from in order to keep that as a fast. If we perform these activities, some of them are halal other than the time of Ramadan, some of them are haram other than Ramadan and other than fasting as well. But if they're performed during your fast, it makes that fast invalid. That's the first level. But then the next level of it is the afdal amal. I didn't read that hadith, the one that I'm about to mention. Afdal amal was asked from the imams, not the imams. What is the best thing to do in the month of Ramadan? Now, dua, all these things are good. We would probably think this dua, 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 hamza, dua, iftitah. All these things are things that we do. But that's not what the imam said. He said, you want to know what's the best thing to do? The best thing is al-wara'u al-makhari. There's certain things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us to do. This month is a practice. It's a start. Okay, it's not an end. At the end of the month, don't feel like, oh, alhamdulillah, it's coming to an end. It's not the feeling that we're supposed to get. Towards the end of the month, the Holy Prophet used to increase his activities. He took his bed to the masjid. Before that, he was sleeping at home, going to the masjid, and the last 10 days, he would only stay in the masjid. No, it should be a start. The opportunity is provided to make it easier to stay away from sin. Okay. Learn what these sins are. So I was going to go through some of these sins and expand on them, maybe we'll do that tomorrow. Learn what these sins are in the first place, and then stay away from them as much as we can. We make a mistake and we get into some of these sins. We repent, turn back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and continue on that path. This hadith that I read to you says, look, if you want to be sa'im, sa'im, the deeper aspect of sa'im is that your tongue, not from food and drinking, no. Your tongue should also be fasting from what it's not supposed to do. Again, that's also levels. There's haram and then there's akhlaq. You have way above that. There's a long ways to go, brothers and sisters, if one wants to walk that path. The ears from ghiba, from other sins, should be fasting, should be hearing, listening to that. Music, ayyadu billah. The sight, the eyes should be Out here, there's a lot of sin for the eyes, especially for the brothers. You gotta be careful of that. If you want to see the benefit of fast, you gotta make sure you keep the eyes, the hair, and the skin, all the body parts. Keep them away from the sins that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forbidden us of. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's Maghrib time too, hasten the return of our Imam. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to enable us to be of His close companions. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive us all of our sins. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to prolong the life of give good health to all our Manaj and especially our leader. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our parents and all those who caused the word in Islam of their sin.